Hi everybody, Julian here. Welcome to this episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are having a good time wherever you are living or whatever you're doing. Maybe you are watching the World Cup, so good luck to your national team. Please make sure to leave a like, maybe now, before we start the video. So thank you, first of all. But before I start to show you the incredible guitars which we have this week, I just want to talk very short about one topic which may be interesting for you. Here at Zika's Guitars, we always strive to develop and grow our team. So it means if you have some skills in sales department or if you can record and edit classical music at a very high level, and of course you should be able to play classical guitar, whether if you are working in the sales department or in recording session. And the other condition is, of course, to live in Karlsruhe, where the Zika's Guitars is located, or you should move to Karlsruhe. My apologies, it was the wrong Karlsruhe. If you are interested in a job, just contact us and we would be very happy about that. Let's start with the first guitar of this week. Today I would like to start with this beautiful guitar. This is a guitar built by Stephen Eden from UK, and this is brand new from 2022, but this is an exact copy of a 1980 Daniel Friedrich guitar. This guitar has the number 192. As I said, brand new from 2022. We have a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Wow, my first impression is very powerful and full-bodied sounding guitar with a great sustain. I cannot say if it sounds exactly like a Daniel Friedrich guitar from 1980 because I don't have a comparison, I don't have the guitar here, but there are some signs of Daniel Friedrich guitar, like long sustain, detailed sound and full-bodied sound, and this is the case with this guitar. Also, the trebles are really loud and very round. Thank you. great sounding guitar. I think I have mentioned everything, so let's move to the next guitar. This guitar, built by Tobias Braun from Austria, is a more sweet sounding and traditionally sounding guitar, and this is a copy of a, or let's say a tribute to José Luis Romaníos, and this guitar is based on a 2012 José Luis Romaníos guitar. It's very light, very beautiful, fine finishing and beautiful details, and we have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. As I said, it's from 2022, brand new, but it's based on a 2012 José Luis Romaníos. Let's see how it sounds. Sound. I don't know what I love about this one, but I love it. I think first of all it's the beautiful color, tone color of this guitar, and also the balance. It's very even, very linear, and everything is spot on. So also the sustain is really good. I personally can do some magic with this guitar. I think I hear some overtones which I didn't hear in a lot of guitars. And the sound is, of course, very traditional, very sweet. Maybe I shouldn't talk when I'm playing. The guitar is also very comfortable to play, and the sound is very sweet. It reacts very well to what you are doing. And the balance of this guitar is also spot. So, I mean, everything on this guitar is really, really good. I'm really impressed by this one. Tobias Braun from 2022. And let's move to the last guitar. It's something special. It's my pleasure once again to invite Maestro Jonathan to join me.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. The reason why I invited him is this absolutely outstanding, gorgeous, beautiful guitar. Jonathan, tell me something about this one. Why this guitar looks so beautiful? What makes this guitar so beautiful?
Of course, the builder is exceptional. It's made by very young and I considered very talented guitar maker, Lisa Wenzel. And he's like very young. Yeah, Lisa is a very young guitar maker from Germany.
Who's based in UK.
Yeah, who's now based in UK at the moment. And really, her guitars are just amazing. You can see the build quality. Let's not go there first. If you just look at the guitar, the French polish, it's exceptional. I've never seen this amount of like details.
Fine.
Yeah, very fine work.
And elegant work, and yeah.
You cannot even find any spot on this guitar, you know? And sound-wise, of course, this guitar, the cedar top with Indian rosewood back and side. And it was built traditionally, of course, with just a fan bracing system. Mm-hmm. Quite lightweight, as you can
see. Yeah, it's very light. It's really light.
Yeah. I mean, the tone, man, the deep basses. The main resonance of this guitar is F.
F.
But nevertheless, you know, sometimes the problem with very low resonance guitar is the balance.
Mm.
You, especially on the first string, you can have some notes that has way shorter sustain than the others.
Mm-hmm.
But on this one, the balance is perfect and full of character, full of life. And I don't know, maybe in a couple of years, you will become... I can see, and I'm not surprised if in the future, she will become one of the best guitar maker in Germany.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's really young, but the guitar looks like, as the luthier has already 40 years of experience in building guitars. That's how this guitar looks.
Exactly.
But I would say, let's see how it sounds.
Have the set, let's hear. Let's see. Okay, no, hold on. But I would say...
But I would say... Let's see how it sounds. It's like fresh air. It's so refreshing to hear the sound of this guitar, and the response is also very well, because you can feel how fast and how well the guitar reacts to your
attack,
and to your playing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's play some more on it.
Definitely. Thank you.
crazy.
It's crazy.
And let me play the higher notes, the famous, my famous composition. Colors you can create with this guitar is just amazing. And I mean, this is a traditionally built guitar. I mean, I'm usually a fan of more modern sounding guitars, but this is a traditionally built guitar and I love this. I really love this. Would you play some notes on it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you hear
also
them
from my side? One of my favorite bass sounds ever.
Same.
Yeah. And
they are deep, you know. They are deep, very deep actually.
But detailed.
Dark. Yeah,
but they are detailed.
Exactly.
You can hear the difference.
Dark, but very crisp, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can hear the details.
Yeah.
On every note, and also the first thing, singing, very singing. Let me play some more.
Yeah, please. Bravo! Not bad. But to be honest, very enjoyable guitar to listen to. I mean, we are seeing and trying so many guitars daily here, and all of them are really exceptional. But if I listened to this guitar, I thought, somehow I also want to buy it.
You know,
but
yeah,
I have already three guitars at home, and you too. So
yeah, we have. I mean, we tried a lot of guitar here, but with this one, there is this kind of, devil speaking. Jonathan, buy the guitar.
And the angel is here. So, no, you have already 3-4 guitars at home. Yeah. But why do you want this guitar? And the devil say, but you don't have this one. And it's a never-ending story and
but
conversation.
This one is really one of a kind, and I mean,
so as always, it's the best way to end the weekly guitar meeting of this week, always with a very exceptional guitar. But also the other two guitars what I have introduced today were amazing. The one by Tobias Braun with a lot of beautiful colors and balance, and the first one by Stephen Eden had a very nice full-bodied sound and amazing sustain.
Mm-hmm.
So very good guitars and total. Yeah. Do you want to say something to our audience?
Yeah, guys, thank you for watching. I hope you enjoy this week's episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting, and we wish you have a nice weekend. And we wish you a nice weekend, and hopefully to see you again soon next week. Leave a like, comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. And yeah, see you.
Bye.
Bye.